Listening Library presents Warp, Book 1, The Reluctant Assassin, by Owen Colfer. Read for you by Maxwell Caulfield. Chapter 1, The Killing Chamber. Bedford Square, Bloomsbury, London, 1898. There were two smudges in the shadows between the grandfather clock and the velvet drapes, one high and one low. Two pale thumbprints in a black night, made darker still by blackout sheets behind the thick curtains, and sackcloth tacked across the skylights. The lower smudge was the face of a boy, soot-blackened and slightly shivering inside the basement chamber. This was young Riley, brought this very night on his first killing as a test. The upper smudge was the face of a man known to his employers as Albert Garrick, though the public had once known him by a different name. His stage name had been the Great Lombardi, and many years ago he had been the most celebrated illusionist in the West End, until during one performance he actually sawed his beautiful assistant in half. Garrick discovered on that night that he relished taking a life almost as much as he enjoyed the delighted applause from the stalls, and so the magician made a new career of assassination. Garrick fixed his flat murderer's eyes on Riley and gripped his shoulder, long bony fingers pressing through the fabric of the boy's coat, pinching the nerves. He didn't say a word, but nodded once, a gesture heavy with reminder and implication.